To do this.
Here is to hoping. Oh, we lost Aliri's video.
No, I'm just putting the tweet out
Oh.
because I have to do it on my phone.
Gotcha.
I'm back.
Hand over
It's
here.
like I just started the
Sorry.
stream and we've already lost Aliri.
I know. That's my job. I'm the one who's supposed to.
It's just my laptop. Oh.
What kind of show have we turned into? We'll do anything for the viewers on Twitch, I tell you what.
The
That
camera's
was
just holding over.
funny.
It has to fall at least one time a show. All right.
Oh, don't tempt it.
Don't
Oh my God.
What if we like
tempt
broke into
fate.
the what's that? Their Harlem Shake? What is that thing? What if we break into that? Maybe that'll her phone will fall. Harlem Shuffle? What is that thing called? I don't
Yeah,
know.
it was the Harlem Shake. That was like so 2013 or something.
I'm just so hip with the trends.
What is up, Mars Pad? Welcome to chat, sir.
Oh, Mars Pad, our number one fan. We love you. We're sorry you couldn't be on the show last week, but we
It's
did share
Mars
the link.
Ad. I'm gonna call him Mars Ad from now on.
Mars
Mars
Pad.
Mars Ad.
Oh. Yay. All right, I guess I need to log into my Twitter real quick and like
Log in the
retweet.
Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know why, but my laptop literally cannot process
It can't process anything.
tagging on Twitter anymore. Like it's, I don't know. It gave up this weekend. I got it back working again.
So what you do is you build your new computer, and then you
So
take your
glad.
laptop outside and go all office space on it.
No.
You know, I thought about doing my setup outside tonight in the hot tub just for the last show.
That
Should be the first show of 2018.
I could do that too.
Don't be
We're definitely gonna
saying
talk
last
about
show out
Oh.
loud. Mars is in the
Oh.
chat. We don't want him to like
Yeah.
freak
He's
out.
already panicking.
Oh
He's selling
no.
stock now.
He's the only one with stock. No, I'm kidding. No. Yeah. And yeah, Marspa, we are definitely talking about HCT 2018. We're just going to briefly cover it because it was heavily discussed in the Discord and Jasper made a video. So, but we will touch base on the main points. And what we are talking about is this is our last episode for 2017. So it'll be a couple weeks before we're back. So, and we there's a little announcement to go along with that, which we'll save for when we start the show.
Which
Things are changing,
is
Mars. I
in
don't know
about
if you're gonna
60
like it.
seconds.
We're going to be doing the show in Chinese from now
I mean, you say we, it's all you.
Yeah. Illyria and I'll just sit here and nod like we agree with everything you say because we have no clue.
Mars,
In
what do you
the
think?
spirit of Mars Pad, we're doing all the shows barefoot from now on.
Hey, has anybody actually seen my shoes? Don't remember where
You
I
know
left
what?
my
I don't have
shoes.
my shoes. Mine are over there in the corner, so they're not on. What time is it on the East Coast there, sir?
I have 9 o'clock on the East Coast. We ready to do this?
The rock and roll one more time for 2017.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of a like a jazz swing would be nice.
Well, I think I might. Nope, I don't have that. Sorry.
Hey, Mars
All
was talking to.
right. Starting in 5, 4. 3, 2.
Welcome to the Innkeepers Podcast. We're glad you found your way here.
And welcome to the Innkeeper Podcast. This is episode 15, and we are a podcast for innkeepers covering Hearthstone's fireside gatherings. With insight and information, we help all of our fellow innkeepers find useful. This is the last episode of 2017, so we are glad you could join us. I'm Avantis from Knoxville, Tennessee.
I am Root from Orlando, Florida.
And I'm Illyri from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
Coming up here in episode number 15 of the Innkeepers Podcast, we've got our top share of the week, our Innkeeper Spotlight. We're going to talk about how you're going to take care of your own tavern and then what we're looking forward to in 2018.
And don't forget, for all of your innkeeper needs, make sure to check out the official Blizzard site, firesidegatherings.com, and also check out hsinnkeepers.com, where you'll find tons of content that is made by innkeepers, for innkeepers, for Fireside Gatherings. And definitely make sure to check out the Discord innkeeper server as well. That's where our little community is growing and chatting about all things Fireside, so make sure to find us there.
Absolutely.
What is going on in the news this week, Illyri?
So, news. There was a post, I think it was today, that Bunny out in Atlanta posted about the changes that Facebook are making to their engagement rules when it comes to posts that you're making. So make sure to head to the social media channel and the Innkeeper Discord server and read that article, because it may affect how you're promoting your events, and you want to make sure that you're on the good side of those Facebook algorithms.
Yeah, I get a lot of traffic just on my boosted Facebook posts alone. Yeah. Even though our event will be somewhere else, I actually set up an event on Facebook and on Meetup, and then we drive all the traffic through Facebook to Meetup. So you definitely want to make sure you don't get slapped by the angry noodle from Facebook if you do something wrong. So be sure to check out that post by Bunny.
Yeah. Definitely. And the big news of the week, the 2018 HCT announcement. Was that a horn?
That was, I had some Mexican for lunch, and oh my God. I'm terribly sorry. It happens when you get old.
Oh dear. This week, we had the announcement by Nicole, who is on the esports team of Hearthstone at Blizzard. There is an announcement, official announcement by Blizzard on the 2018 HCT season. I'm going to link you guys in chat right now. You can go read the link for yourself. Make sure you read it. There's a lot of details there. But what we're going to do real quick is just cover some of the main points of this announcement. So the first big point is the introduction of the Hearthstone Masters system, which has three tiers with individual point targets, 150, 175, and 200 points. So what that means is, where in previous years you would earn HCT points for differing, the screen for our call just went, I wasn't sure if we were still here. Those points now actually have a lot of meaning behind them, and depending on how many points you earn, you're going to be in a different tier. There is more information about that in the post, so make sure you read up on that. So the thing that will affect us the most, really, is the introduction of the Challengers program. So what this means, from what I'm reading from it, is that Tavern Hero qualifiers, those Tavern Heroes will combine with Online Cup winners to create the Challengers finals. I think I'm understanding it right. So from the Challenger Finals, which is what the Tavern Hero tournament was previously called, the top eight from that tournament will go through to playoffs. So it is very similar to the Tavern Hero tournament, but instead of just Tavern Hero heroes, you're going to also have Online Cup winners getting into that tournament and vying for those eight playoff spots. The Hearthstone Challengers program is only open to players who have not qualified for playoffs for three consecutive HCT seasons. That is a very important thing to make sure that your tavern competitors are aware of. The number of playoff locations will decrease. We have no news yet on where the locations are guaranteed to be, but the overall message from Blizzard is that they are decreasing the number and increasing the quality of these venues. And it looks like they're going to be investing more in the venues that they do choose. So while it is a decrease on one side, it's an increase on another side. So hopefully, you know, some of the issues that some of us may have encountered in previous seasons, hopefully those will be rectified and focused on fixing for future seasons. HCT Majors are now to be called HCT Tour Stops. In the words of Blizzard, putting the tour in the Hearthstone Championship Tour. There, on the announcement page, there is a calendar of monthly when these events will be. As far as I know, there's no official venues, locations confirmed. So I'm very interested to see where those are going to be, because those are always really fantastic events. Team incentives have been introduced, with cash incentives for the top 10 teams per HCT season. So this is also a very interesting development, because it shows that Blizzard is wanting to invest back in teams that are, you know, really creating these player dynamics that are cohesive and are collectively doing really well. And on that note, HCT point allocations have changed. So the number of points, the HCT points that you're going to get, whether you're competing in a tour stop or in playoffs, they're different this year, and they do have that fully laid out in the announcement post, so make sure you check that out for exact details. The Schwinghammer himself, innkeeper Jasper from North Germany, excuse me, he has put together a video detailing a lot of these changes, and he has posted it in the Innkeeper Discord server, so make sure you head on over there and check it out, and I'm sure he'll be happy to answer questions about it. In the Innkeeper Discord server, we have a channel that is dedicated to discussions on FSG and HCT updates, and that's where a lot of the discussion has happened on this, where we've been talking amongst each other and with Recall, asking questions, figuring out what all of these updates mean when it comes to Fireside Gatherings to 2018. So definitely head on over there and check it out.
Schwinghammer.
Yeah, he did a fantastic video there that summarizes all those points fantastically, and I think we're on the right track from Blizzard for a fantastic Championship Tour season, or hope season next year, 2018.
Yep. All right, so that kind of brings us to our top share of the week, and you know, Bunny has been a busy innkeeper. You know, we just talked about
she's been a busy little bunny.
We just talked about her bringing to our attention the changes to the Facebook engagement, but she also introduced us to a fireside that she ran yesterday, actually, I believe it was. And she calls it You No Take Candle. And basically, the way she ran it is everyone got a headband with Velcro on it, and they received an electronic candle that Velcroed to the headband. And then they would challenge another player that had a candle, and if they won, they got to take your candle and add it to their headband. So if you had your candle taken, you could challenge them to a rematch to try to win it back, and they cannot refuse a rematch. If two players with no candles play each other, the winner can get a new candle from the innkeeper. If you have three candles, you can trade in all three for what she does is she creates, you know, those little bottles of arcane dust that we've talked about. She uses them as points. So you trade in three candles, you get a dust, and then you can either collect the dust or you can turn it in for a prize at kind of at her little shop. So she said she was able to get the headbands for $1 a piece at the beauty supply store. And she said the Velcro was, you know, just really easy. You can buy that pretty much anywhere. And she said that she hot glued the Velcro onto the headbands, and the candles were from Amazon. She got a pack of 12 for $10 with Prime shipping, you know, batteries included. And I mean, that's a cheap, fun way to add interactivity to your firesides. So great job, Bunny. Keep up the great work. All right. So I guess, O'Leary, why don't you tell us about our new innkeeper spotlight here?
Absolutely. So our new innkeeper spotlight. So this innkeeper spotlight is, you know, we want to highlight the new people joining our Discord server every week. So in the past week, we had Sandy from Chicago, Illinois, join our innkeeper Discord server. So welcome, Sandy. And his intro says, "Hey, my name is Alex, and I'm an innkeeper in Chicago. I've hosted about 40 fireside gatherings over the last 2 years and started innkeeping because I wanted to make new friends playing Hearthstone. My first event had 3 people plus myself, and my last event had over 150 people." Now, wow. That is incredible, Sandy. Like, that is truly incredible that over 2 years you've managed to grow your firesides to that degree. And I hope that anyone watching this or listening to it, that, you know, is starting out and you're not getting a whole lot of people out to your firesides right away and you want to grow them bigger, you know, keep with it, because once these communities get going, they can really grow and expand and get really, really big. And I think Sandy is a great example of that. So welcome, Sandy, and we're excited to have you in the community.
Well met.
Well met indeed. So yes. The main topic this week, I am going to hand over to Root to delightfully discuss.
Well, we want to talk about taking care of our own tavern, the folks that help us every time we're there on our fireside gatherings. We spend so much time, money, energy to make sure that our guests have a great time at our events that sometimes we forget to take care of it. Things that are a bit closer to us, team members, our admins, our venue locations, and even ourselves. So I wanted to talk a little bit about how innkeepers keep interests in hosting their events and helping out that their events continue to stay on a high level for everybody. And some of the stuff I wanted to highlight is stuff that I've learned over my now year or so of being the innkeeper for the Florida Fireside. And a lot of those have been mistakes I've made, and a lot of those have been stuff that I've learned from other innkeepers. One of the first things you want to do is make sure that the schedule that you have is accommodating to the majority of the people that are going to be helping you. You're not going to hit on all cylinders all the time and find a day that everybody that you know that can help you is going to be there to help you. Some will make it, some won't. Some may show up late, some may only be able to stay a little while. As long as you get the majority of people that can help you out, it's a wonderful thing. Always keep your lines of communications open about everything. Don't make unilateral decisions on your own. Even if you think, you know what, this is my tavern, I've done all the hard work, I've blood, sweat, and tears, and all the money, it's still your tavern wouldn't be there without the help from your admins and fellow innkeepers. So keep those lines of communications open. Make those decisions with them. Involve them in the decision-making process that you're doing. You may want to consider rotating your duties. If you have someone who's always your tournament organizer, maybe have them do something else and have somebody else who's never been a TO to step into that role. Do a little bit of cross training. That can help you out in the long run when, I don't know, maybe your TO is sick one day and you need somebody else to step up instead of saying, you know, I don't know what to do. I have nobody who knows what to do. We're just going to wing this thing and hope for the best. You can cover your bases by having a little bit of cross training. And I think it makes it more interesting for everybody else at the same time. Now, I don't know about you guys, but my fireside gatherings tend to have the doors open for about 12 hours. From about 11 to 9 o'clock. However, those doors being open to the public for 8 hours means I'm there for about 12 hours or more. So a lot of times I ask for maybe shift help. Maybe someone could come at the beginning to help me unload and set up. And maybe someone else can come at the end of the night to help me break down and pack up. Or someone can cover a lunch shift to come in and just give somebody, you know, the team a break. So you may find that you can get some help, just not necessarily run your entire fireside event with you, but maybe help you just out for a couple hours in the day. Remember to always run your event within your own means. Don't overdo it. We're not, and that includes yourself, and that includes your entire team. Don't push your team to the limit. Don't push yourself to the limits. We have to remember to keep this fun and entertaining and interesting for everybody who's involved. And don't forget to reward those who are helping you. So let's talk about rewarding people. How do you reward your staff, your fellow innkeepers or your admins? Well, there's obviously some gift ideas we'll talk about, like Hearthstone merchandise. We know they like Hearthstone, or else they wouldn't be there. So you pretty much can get them Hearthstone-related stuff. Etsy is a great place to go. The gear store is a great place to go. Even a hand-drawn card is a great place to go. Just keep it Hearthstone-related when you're doing it. Well, now we can gift card packs, so there's another great thing to do. You can gift your fellow innkeepers a card pack or two or three. Battle.net gift cards, those still work. You can grab those. They can exchange those for whatever they want to within the Battle.net. Well, almost anything they want to. There's still some things you can't buy, but they can get card packs and whatnot. Maybe even movie tickets. Star Wars just came out. If you haven't seen it yet, it might be a nice thing to give your fellow innkeepers a treat to go see Star Wars. What about food, dinner, meals? You can buy them dinner at the event, a lunch, a dinner, drinks while they're there to keep them happy, fed, and entertained. Also, if you don't have to do it at the event, you can meet up some other time away from the event, maybe just somewhere on a weekend. Maybe you bring your pads and your phones and you play little Hearthstone. Maybe you don't. It's the fact that you're getting together and socializing and thanking them for the hard efforts that they're putting in to keep your tavern and make your tavern a success. Don't forget about thank you cards. And, you know, you could go out and spend some money and buy a nice card from the store that has some little fancy picture on it and somebody got paid hundreds of dollars to write that on there. Or you can buy a blank one for a lot less money and write your own thank you card. And probably that own handwritten thank you card will mean more to your staff and your friends and your innkeepers than something you bought off the shelf at a drugstore. Remember to be sincere and be honest with those who are helping you. That's what makes your tavern a success. There are a lot of solo innkeepers, and my heart goes out to every single one of you. That's a tough job. I couldn't do Florida Fireside without the people who helped me do Florida Fireside. And I cringe at the thought of having to do a solo event. So if you guys are doing, you guys and gals who are doing solo events, man, my heart goes out to you, and God bless, congratulations for that. But if you have anybody that's helping you, don't forget about them. Remember to thank them. Do something special for them. Shake their hands. Look them in the eye and tell them thank you, because it's because of them that your events are a success. And don't forget, you can also do just a little end-of-the-year party. A lot of them happen around this time of year anyhow. Might as well see if you can't get together with some friends from your fellow innkeepers and just meet up somewhere for a toast. It can be that simple. So remember, taking care of yourself and of your own fellow innkeepers is just important, if not more important, than making sure your patrons have a great time at your events. And even if you are soloing your own events, you still count. You take care of yourself and those around you, and your tavern is going to reflect that.
That's very true. Truer words never spoken. So,
yeah. It definitely is how, like, I soloed Firesides for a long time by myself. Because I also didn't, because I was new to it, I didn't know how to bring people into it. Because I didn't really know what I was doing. So, like, people would offer their help. And I'd be like, yeah, you know, like, figure something out. And they did want to help, but I didn't know how I could have them help, because I was still trying to figure things out. And I also didn't feel confident, quote, bossing people around. I didn't want them to feel that way when I needed specific things from them. And it is hard finding a balance. But yeah, definitely reach out to your local community members and bring them on if you can. And these things that Ruth just went over, that is how you can guarantee that they won't feel just like minions doing your bidding. Is you got to be really meaningful about it and be honest and give back when you can.
That's right. So, yep. All right. So that's going to bring us to our second topic of the night. And this is where we actually, Root specifically, reached out to you guys, our fellow innkeepers. And
can I say something real quick?
Yeah,
they didn't know us. They didn't know I was going to use this in the show. No. So surprise.
All right. So he asked, what do we, or what are we as innkeepers looking forward to most in 2018? So since this is our last episode of 2017, we thought it'd be fun to look ahead and share thoughts about what we as innkeepers would like to see in Hearthstone Fireside Gatherings in the coming year. So
now I'm going to make a spreadsheet of this tonight. And then when all these premonitions come true, we're going to check them off the list and make sure we all get proper credit from Blizzard, because obviously this is where they're going to get the ideas from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So
Illyria, let's start with you. What are you most hoping to see come to Hearthstone Fireside Gatherings in 2018?
So this is a bit maybe cheesy, but I am most eager to witness the growth of our Discord server. We've hit like pretty much 200 verified people in less than half a year, or in half a year. So that, like, that growth, that's what I'm excited for. I'm excited to see the elevation of Fireside Gatherings around the globe as we continue to form this community amongst ourselves. So maybe a bit cheesy, but that is honestly what I'm most excited for. And of course, the changes to HCT are going to be very interesting to see. I like that they're still playing around with it. They're not sticking with one format and just being like, well, it kind of works. It's like, no, let's, you know, keep tinkering it out until we have a really fluid tournament system for everything. But yeah, the main thing I'm looking forward to is just seeing our community amongst each other grow and see all the cool things we do spread amongst everyone else. Avantes, what are you most looking forward to in 2018 for Fireside Gatherings?
Well, mine's a little wishful thinking and self-serving. So the biggest thing I would love to see come to Fireside Gatherings is the ability to, as we recently discussed, have our assistant innkeepers, our innkeepers in training, our admins who help us so much, be able to be added to our taverns as admins and co-innkeepers. If we could add their battle tag to our tavern and give them the ability to start Fireside Brawls while they're on site, you know, maybe we as innkeepers continue to schedule the events, but if, say, a life event happens or something happens and I can't make it to my event, my co-innkeeper or admin can still go to the venue and log into their account, and because they're tagged to my tavern, they can still fire off the Fireside Brawl for the patrons who were there. And it I think it would make, it's more of a quality of life change, I feel, because it would allow, you know, events to still go on if something were to happen and I was not able to make it out to an event that I had scheduled. So it's just one of those kind of things that I would love to see come in a future patch. So we actually asked some of our fellow innkeepers from our Discord server the same question. And here's some of what they had to say. C4 Darkmane.
Can I just point out that we've lost Root?
Yeah, I know. I'll come back to Root once he's able to rejoin us. So C4 Darkmane from Plymouth, UK, says, being able to pre-book events with more notice, have a timetable for the year and be able to stick to it. Sometimes things are left a bit mysterious and sudden surprises we can't plan appropriately. Root, what is it you're looking forward to most, or you hope to see in 2018?
A stable connection would be really good.
That's we all know Blizzard controls the internet, so they just need to get on this.
They're like, Root's about to say something. His part's coming up. Let's mess with his connection. No, there's I 100% agree 100% with what you said. That has been one of my biggest things. I want the ability to have my people helping me be able to do stuff, be able to control my fireside when I'm not there. If I can't make it or if I have to step out, I want them to be able to control stuff. So that's awesome. I would love to finally come up to some sort of agreement with what we are to Blizzard officially on paper, legally on paper. I want them to define that so that we can progress the relationship that we have with them. Are we subcontractors? Are we vendors? What is our role with them? I think once that is established, we're going to open up a lot of doors to what taverns can officially become. And then the other thing that I want to see, which this is my little my guilty pleasure, I want to see our tavern signs, the ones we all went out there and made. I want to see those as card backs that our patrons can earn at our tavern.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah.
And I'm not talking about just the generic, you got a tavern card back, and it changes for whatever Hearthstone Fireside Gathering you logged into. Oh, no. I mean, I want my people who anybody who shows up at a Florida Fireside official gathering is in my tavern and gets my Charlie the Unicorn with the rainbow above him, that's the card back. If you go to Avanti's, you get Avanti's. If you go to Leary's, you get a Leary's. And you continue to collect those particular card backs. That's what I want to see.
The only drawback, okay, one, I didn't realize that your unicorn was Charlie the Unicorn, and that is really funny. But two, the only thing is, if you do that, you can't ever change your tavern sign. Because
I've never changed my tavern. We named the unicorn. My tavern
sign either. Right? Especially if people move. I know Bites changed his when he moved, and I set mine up in a way that I'm never going to change it because I know I have moved around a bit, so I have that in mind. But a lot of places, as an innkeeper, you might move and might need to change it. So that's the only reason I think that they might.
It becomes a new tavern.
Okay. It's like it would be a one-off. Like you have one chance to like activate this on your account.
No. I've already got this. See, we'll take Bites for instance. Since he has changed his tavern name, and changed his tavern logo and signage, the one that he had before becomes vintage and retired. You can no longer collect it. Those who got it, fantastic. Now have a vintage collectible item in Parsley.
That would be. Really cool. But then on Blizzard's side, wouldn't it be like, well, that
this
one's
is such a rabbit hole.
Every week, so that every week it's like, you can only get this one time.
I know, thank you. You can't already. You're already limited to like 3 months before you can change it. So they'll just.
That's true, I suppose.
Yeah.
Now, right. We asked our fellow innkeepers on our own Discord server the same question. And without them knowing.
We've already done C4 Darkmane while you were gone.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I was thinking you talked for an awfully long time.
I was like, I'm just going to go on into this, and then we'll catch up with Root when he gets back.
I thought, I got back, and I was like, well, I either have really good timing, or you strung that out for a while.
So we're actually talking about Doug from Detroit, Michigan.
Doug from Detroit says he wants more advanced notice of special promotion events and everything, basically, that Blizzard's got going on. Wants to know about it just a little bit ahead of time. I think that would kind of push the limits and boundaries of our NDAs, but I'm willing. I like that idea. I'd push those boundaries.
Yep.
Tell me what's going on, Blizzard.
All right. So Mark from Kitchener, Ontario says, if event has already been approved, but then closer to the time there is a campaign available to sign up for, and all you do is edit your event to checkmark the campaign box, it should be approved if it was already approved, so people can continue to view it on firesidegatherings.com. Now it can be offline for 3 to 5 days, which some people notice, and then get concerned, wondering, what happened to the event? Is it still on? Has it been canceled?
We all feel the pain of this one. It's separate departments, and that's why it becomes supposedly unapproved. I'm with you. I think the event should still be approved regardless if you are getting a kit or not. I think those, maybe we'll see that in 2018 from FiresideGatherings.com team. I'd like to see that.
Yeah. O'Leary, why don't you take the next one?
Oh, okay. So the next one is our very own number one fan, Marspad from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And he says, more notice. Sounds familiar. More notice from Blizzard and Team 5 for HCT, swag boxes, and big events. More notice and clarifications on how to set up exclusive Fireside Brawl content from the Innkeeper's perspective. I can definitely agree with that one. Better system for approving Firesides. Option for decks to use old card backs in collection was mentioned at BlizzCon. More structured to Innkeeper program, perhaps adding levels to Innkeepers. Incorporating tournament and scoring services into Fireside Gathering site like BattleFi. So I think, again, it's that echo of what a lot of us are feeling. In
recurring theme of more news.
Meeting.
Yeah.
One of the things I like what he brought up, which I really like, because he and I even talked about it even further, was incorporating a BattleFi type system into the FiresideGatherings.com website, which I think is a win-win for everybody because Blizzard gets more control over that and we all get to get what we want. So I think it's a great idea.
I also want to echo kind of something he mentioned that you kind of talked about a little earlier, Root, and that's a little more structure to the Innkeeper program. Like, where do we fall on that system? Like, how are we? What are we? That kind of thing. I would really love to see more about that. So, all right, that brings us to our next one. And I think I'm going to turn this one over to Root while I kick back and take a nap during this book. That
do you actually you trust my connection for this wall of text that's
okay? You're right. You're right. I'll do it. All right. So we put out this question, and of course we got great responses, and then we got Scott Bites Levy from Irvine, California. And he states, a defined organizational structure to know what members of Blizzard are driving Fireside Gatherings and what members are the points of contact for the Innkeeper community. Communication from the Fireside Gathering leadership to explain the vision of the program and the Innkeeper's role in that vision. A timeline of important dates for promotions with as much notice as possible. Tavern Hero qualifiers, seasonal promotions, TVT. He says, an easy-to-find standard operating procedure for reporting bad events, reporting issues and other inquiries, timely responses to all inquiries that are made using official standard operating procedures, similar to the ticket creation and resolution for whitelisting a venue. He says, an official program of incentives and recognition for innkeepers, a certification system for innkeepers to complete, allowing them to earn money as contractors for official events and communicate with other innkeepers as localized community managers. He'd like to see increased presence of of Fireside Gatherings in HCT esports broadcasts. He would like to see return of Tavern v. Tavern with improved rule sets, more lead time, and more promotions. He'd like the removal of frustrating restrictions for established innkeepers on the Fireside Gathering website. He'd like to see more resources and better navigation on the resources.firesidegatherings.com site. Continued promotion of Fireside Gatherings on the Battle.net client itself, and more Fireside Gathering exclusives, and more granular options for configuring Fireside Brawls.
I hope that Scott Bites has been a good boy this year, because if he wants Santa to bring him this list of goodies that he wants, it's a long list. It's a very detailed list.
But the beauty of it is, write your letters to Santa JJ now.
I just copy and pasted our show notes and sent them over to Santa JJ. So those have been sent to him. But the thing about it, there's nothing over the top about this list. There's nothing that is that is going to have anybody bend over backwards and do anything really extravagant and crazy. This is really good. I really, really like it.
I do too. I'm very much in line with absolutely everything Scott says. So, all right. Okay, Root, why don't you take the one from your hometown?
Sure. This is from Jana here in Orlando, Florida, one of my fellow innkeepers here. And she says she wants to see things that she hasn't even thought about yet.
So do we all.
And you know what? She's going to be the one that gets the first check off on the list because Blizzard's going to deliver something like out of left field. We're going to go, what is that? And we go, well, Jana was right. None of us thought of that. So she's like,
all right, and Aliri, why don't you take the last one?
So one of our podcast and community favorites, Wild Dolphin, from Wichita in Kansas in United States. For 2018, he would love clear and better communication. And I think that, again, just echoes a lot of what we're seeing from innkeepers. I think the biggest frustration that we honestly have is just it's the timeline of something being announced and being able to get a fireside properly planned for it, especially a themed one. Like you see so many different side events and such that are themed around expansions, take Bunny's headband candle side event. It's so fun. And it's so like, that is the spirit of Hearthstone, is to bring those things to life at a fireside gathering. So the more time we can have to prep that, the better. But at the same time, it is tricky for Blizzard to give us a heads up. But I do think that there needs to be something better in place for when we sign up for a campaign to make sure that our event isn't down for as long as it has been as of late. I'm sure they're working on it, but I think that that would be the initial, would be doing a lot of good quite effectively if they fix that. And one more from,
I don't remember who. There were a couple others that I saw floating around Discord, and one of them that struck me, and I apologize, I didn't write it down. They were saying they wanted a way to deal with the negative people. If they had to ban somebody, they wanted a way to be able to do user level management basically at the event itself. You know, someone as opposed to walking somebody out, what do you do then? How do you prevent them from virtually being at your fireside gathering? And I know that you can get a hold of Fireside Gathering, the services, and give it if you have the person's battle tag, they can work with you, but it's not really clearly defined. So they wanted some better options for user management at an event. And there are some others floating around there. Just you'll find them on the Discord. But I think we've all hit the same thing, which was communication seems to be a big thing that we all just kind of want.
Yep. That's the key. That's the recurring theme here. So, all right, there you go, Blizzard. Our wish list for 2018. We love you guys. Good luck. All right.
And,
so,
and Jesse's got it. I sent it to Jesse, and I sent it to the FiresideGatherings.com team over there as well. So they've both got our wish list. They see it.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's going to pretty much wrap up the Innkeeper podcast for 2017. We know the team at Blizzard is hard at work on many new features for Hearthstone in 2018. And we, like all of you, cannot wait to see what the future holds for all of us. So, all right. Do we have any questions from chat this evening? Anything from the Discord patron channel?
I am checking the Discord. We have a patron channel now?
Well,
Discord?
The Discord channel.
Like, did we step up and get a patron account?
We should.
It is red with one. Oh, it's just a Leary's comment that we were there.
So no questions or feedback this week. That's fine. This week, this was episode 15. We talked about the 2018 HCT season and how to take care of yourself, your admins, and your tavern. And we kind of gave a quick rundown of our 2018 wish list. So, as mentioned earlier, we are going to be taking a break for the holidays. So please join us in 2018, where we will be moving the podcast to a new night. Mondays have proven to be a little iffy, so we are going to shoot for doing
a little Monday-ish.
Yeah, have been proven a little Monday-ish. So we're going to shoot to move the podcast to Tuesdays, starting with our next episode on Tuesday, January the 9th. So there you go. All right, O'Leary, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you online?
So you can find me on Twitter at O'Leary, at A-L-E-I-R-R-I. How about you, Roop? Where can people find you?
Online, you can find me on the Twitters at HearthcastRoot. You can also check out my HearthCast.com website. We talk about all kinds of Blizzard games. I hang out in the Discord server here. And that's about it. What about you, Mr. Avantes?
Well, you can find me at AvantesHS on the Twitter sphere, or you can find me every week on Hero Power, a Hearthstone podcast. Love to have you join us. Don't forget, you can check out all of these resources for your Fireside Gatherings at hsnkeepers.com or the official Blizzard page that Scott would like to see more resources added to at resources.firesidegatherings.com. So that brings us to, I think, O'Leary's favorite part of the show.
Oh my gosh.
Take it away, O'Leary.
So, they're making fun of me for this, by the way. But
we would never do such a thing.
Never, never.
I just wanted to take a moment. It's the end of the year. We have 15 episodes under our belt. This podcast started in the glint of an eye at the Innkeeper Summit in July. And I'm just so proud of what we've done with it. And we seem to have been really helping people with it. And that is the whole point. And I just want to thank Avantes and Root so much, because I could not have even tried to have done this without you guys. You guys are definitely putting this together and doing all the technical aspects of it. And so I just really want to give you guys a huge thank you from the community and personally from myself. And I also wanted to give everyone that listens, especially Marspad and KW Firesides, you guys are here every week, supporting and listening and really being a part of the work that we're trying to share with everyone, the awesome stuff that all the innkeepers around the world are doing. And I'm just so grateful and happy that we've got it to this point. And I think that 2018 is just gonna be up and up, especially once I have my PC built and my camera isn't falling. I really wanted to have a sappy ending and just give a big thank you out to everyone who's been on the show, all of the support from everybody. You know, it's just really been amazing. So thank you.
Well, this was O'Leary's brainchild. You know, she says it started in the glint of an eye. It started in the glint of her eye. You know, she approached me getting off the bus and said, "I have an idea." And I was like, "Great, that sounds awesome. Let's do this. Why haven't we been doing this?" And so it all kind of came from there. So, you know, thank you for allowing me to be a part of this. And you know, this, I hope that we are able to inspire and help people in the way that it would seem. So,
you know, it was kind of crazy. We're flying out of John Wayne Airport from the summit, and O'Leary and I had the first leg of our flight was the same one.
The
same plane, different spots on a plane, but we managed, she waited for me to get off, and we went over and grabbed a quick bite to eat at it was a Chinese restaurant in the, mentioned to her.
It was the Panda
Express. Yeah, it was Panda Express.
I love, and it had this special walnut shrimp, and that was the shortest flavor I've ever had.
Yeah. We managed to cram and I said, you know, I've been thinking about this idea about, you know, this is what I do. I do this podcasting stuff and maybe we could do it. And her eyes lit up. She goes, there's no way we're having this conversation because I was just having this conversation with somebody else. And it was just like meant to be type thing. It was very one of those synergetic moments. It was just really cool. It was like, all right, we're all on the same wavelength. We're going to ride this wave. Let's ride this wave. And it's been a blast, as you know, despite my connectivity issues here. But
yeah.
It's been an absolute blast.
Yeah. Yeah. So sorry, I was going to say, of course, we got to say big thank you to Ben for doing the graphics.
Oh, yes.
So, again, we couldn't have done this without him.
Either. And all of the innkeepers out there that are doing their thing every week, every month, you know, you guys inspire us and give us ideas to come and help share to the communities. And so we, you know, as much as we enjoy doing this, we couldn't do it without all of you doing what you do every day. So,
yeah.
And, yeah, I think Marspad says it best. Also, big thank you to Jesse and all of the community team and Team 5 for making this game that we all love. So,
yeah,
we love to spend time and money. Share with our friends. So, all right. With all of that said, we will see you all again next year. I love that.
Oh, next year.
Next year. thank you all for making our first 15 episodes a great 2017. And happy holidays, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Innkeepers podcast. For all sorts of Hearthstone community related goodness, check out hsinnkeepers.com. Ah, come on now. Swing hammer. You just roping me along. Swing hammer.
There we go.
There we go.